The first set of halachas in Hilchas Sukkah is dealing with the fact that a sukkah is not to be the house you lived in all year, because that would not be called a sukkah. The Torah is saying, leave your house and go into a sukkah. And the sukkah must be under the heavens. The Torah says, basukos teshvu, and the word basukos is spelled samach, kaf, saf. The vav is left out. To let us know, it should be sukkat, one sukkah, and not sukkot, shouldn't be two. So from there we learn that there's only one schacha above you. There's only one schach above you, not something else. So if you make a sukkah underneath the roof of your house, you make a sukkah underneath a tree, the halacha is that sukkah is pasul. What happens if you do have a tree above you when you're making a sukkah? So there are two opinions here that the Shulchan Aruch brings down as to just how we can make this sukkah kosher. So it begins like this. The first opinion says that the fact that there's a leaf above a piece of your schach doesn't make that piece of your schach pasul. If the tree is something that we consider a schach, it's something that we would call a schach, then if you have your sukkah under it, your sukkah is pasul. If your tree would not be something we would call a schach, your sukkah is kosher. What makes it called a schach and what not? In what case do we call a tree a schach? So one of the first rules of schach is that it's got to be tzilsa meruba mechamsa, which means that you have more shade than sun. Rashi explains that if you have more sun than shade, it's as if you don't have any schach there. It's got to be that you have more schach. Exactly how you measure it is a halacha that comes up later, but you have to have more schach, more shade than sun. There must be more of an area that is covered by schach than that is not covered by schach. So, the same goes for the tree. According to this first opinion, if the tree is chamsa meruba mitzilsa, if the tree itself does not have more shade than sun, meaning it's got leaves here and there, but it is not this solid block of leaf, so there the halacha is that it does not bother us. You can build your sukkah under it and there's no problem. If, however, it is tilsa meruba machamsa, you have more shade than you have sun in the tree, you can't build a sukkah under there, under any circumstances. What happens if it is chamsa meruba mitzilsa? You have more sun than you have shade. So, according to this first opinion, the sukkah under it is kosher. But you have a problem. You don't have enough schach. What do you want to do? You want to use some of the branches of your tree as part of your schach. But you don't want to cut your tree down. You don't want to cut those branches off. According to the first opinion, so long as you mix your schach together with the branches of the tree in a way that when you look at it, you can't tell which is a branch and which is schach, which is cut schach, and which is still attached to the ground, the halachi is that your sukkah is kosher. So that even though you are combining schach that is schach and schach that is pasul, why is it pasul? Because it is attached to the ground. The Mishnah says schach which is attached to the ground is not schach. You've got to go and put your own detached schach on your sukkah. If you want to use part of that, according to this first opinion, so long as A, the tree was chamsa meruba mitzilsa, the tree would not count as something that ruins your sukkah, and you went and mixed the schach that you added together with the branches in a way that you cannot tell, in that case, the halacha is that your sukkah is kosher. Not only does the tree not ruin it, but the tree will actually become part of your sukkah. This is the first opinion, which is the lenient one. The second opinion holds that any piece of mechubur, anything that is connected to the tree, not only is it not kosher schach, but it ruins what is under it. So that, let's say you have a beautiful sukkah where the entire roof is covered with schach, but above that, you've got branches and leaves that are still attached to a tree. There's a tree hanging over your sukkah. What you would have to do is, directly under any one of those branches or leaves, we would say it's as if you don't have kosher schach there. You have schach pasul, and it's going to ruin your sukkah. So that what you would need in order for your sukkah to be kosher is you would have to have a majority of schach kosher, which means you would have to have a majority of the sukkah covered by schach that is not covered by leaves or branches. You'd have to have a lot of schach and few leaves. Now, according to this opinion, if you went instead and mixed the two together, there we would not have the problem. In other words, when is it that the leaves do not mess up what's under it? When is it that the branches and leaves that are mechuber not mess up what's under it? When you mix the two together. Now, once you mix the two together, according to this opinion, can you now use the tree as well for the sake of creating tzilsa meruba machamsa? I don't have enough schach. According to the second opinion, once I mix the two, can that work? So the Mishnah Berurah brings two opinions in this itself. He brings a machlokis. If according to the second opinion, if your sukkah does not have enough schach, if by putting the two together you're going to be able to count it all as schach. Furthermore, the Ramah goes and says in the second opinion that you don't really have to bother mixing the schach. What you can do is put the schach posel under the schach kosher. That means if you put your kosher schach on top of the branches, then that would be enough to make the whole thing kosher. Now the Bir Halacha mentions that there are many achronim that disagree and say that what the Gemara requires is that you actually mix the two. And it's not enough that you'd simply place the kosher schach on top of the posel schach. So in the Bir Halacha, he comes out with the actual halacha. And he says like this. He says that if you have enough schach in your sukkah to not need the tree, and all you did was place the schach kosher on the schach posel, we will rely on the opinions that is enough for the schach posel, not the posel. You put your own schach kosher on top of the schach posel will not posel. Whereas, if you actually have to use the tree to make your sukkah kosher, in such a case, you would actually have to mix them, and it would not be enough that you placed one above the other. So, now let's go back over the halacha that we've got. If what's above you is tzilsa merubah mechamsa, if the tree gives you more shade than sun, your sukkah is going to be posel, you're going to have to move your sukkah elsewhere, build it elsewhere, or cut off the branches of the leaves of this tree. If it is chamsa meruba mitzilsa, according to the first opinion, you don't have to do anything if you have a kosher sukkah. According to the second opinion, the place of the leaves, in other words, if you would draw a line directly down, the place that the leaves are over is pasul, you would have to have enough schach in the sukkah that without the place of the leaves, you still have tzilsa meruba mechamsa of the sukkah itself. Unless you mix the two together, or, according to the Ramah, you at least place the schach kosher on top of the schach pasul. The tree ended up, you put the tree over the sukkah and put the schach kosher on top of it. Whereas, if you don't have enough schach for tzilsa merubah mechamsa and you want to use the tree, there the halacha would be that you actually have to combine the two in a way that it is not nicker, that you cannot tell, and only then would your sukkah be kosher. So one more time, you cannot make a sukkah under a tree. Look up, make sure that there's no tree above it or anything else that is possible. By the way, if you've got a porch of a neighbor that is hanging over your sukkah, then under that it's not kosher either. And even if the sun will actually come in sideways, that's irrelevant. The halacha is that if directly above your sukkah you have someone else's porch, or say you have someone else has bars in their window and they protrude further than the window itself, and that is sitting above your sukkah in a way that you have more bars. We're not talking about something really thin, but you've got most of the area is covered by bars. Tzilsa merubah mechamsa. The halacha is that would be pasul. So we'll see how much schach pasul will pasul your sukkah, but that area that is covered by it is going to be pasul. So once again, anything that is tzilsa merubah mechamsa, we have more shade than you have sun, that will pasul your sukkah if it's covering the entire area, or pasul part of your sukkah if it's covering part of it, and we'll see the halachas of how much of your sukkah is allowed to be pasul, and your sukkah is still all right. If it is chamsa meruba mitzilsa, we still have two opinions, and lechatchila one should follow the second opinion, which is make sure that you have enough schach, where even if you wouldn't count the area where you have trees and branches, your sukkah would still have enough. In a case of a thick tree, that means you should just not make it under the tree altogether. Move your sukkah away. So that was the halacha of making a sukkah when you have a tree or something else above you, where if it is tzilsa merubah mechamsa, your sukkah is pasul. If it is chamsa merubah mitzilsa, we have two opinions of whether or not it ruins the schach, it renders the schach directly under it as pasul, in which case you'd need more schach kasher. And if you want to use the actual tree as part of your schach, there you'll have to combine the two.